McDonald's sold its first Big Mac in what was then the Soviet Union 32 years ago. Since then, the iconic American fast food chain has opened around 850 stores in Russia. But on Tuesday, the company announced it would temporarily close its Russian operations. And it was followed just hours later by other U.S. giants, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi, all in response to Vladimir Putin's decision to invade Ukraine. It's a domino effect that has already seen a raft of companies, like Yum Brands, which owns the fast food stores KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, and Apple makes similar moves in Russia. On Tuesday, the firm's actions got the backing of U.S. President Joe Biden.
Over the weekend, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, they all suspended their services in Russia, all of them, joining a growing list of American and global companies.
Companies are having to play a balancing act. On one side, there's the economic calculus of doing business in Russia. On the other side, there's consumers that are increasingly demanding that companies take a stand against the war. Sometimes, like in this case, the pressure becomes overwhelming. A research team at Yale University has been keeping track of the hundreds of Western companies that have pulled out of Russia since the invasion, and also highlights those that remain. The man behind the list explained its importance.
Those that don't like the category they're in, it helps put the CEOs, show that to their boards, that look how we're being classified, and this is not good for the reputation of the company.
Most analysts say American brands leaving Russia won't have a major impact on Putin's calculations regarding the war in Ukraine, but it's a statement they hope will resonate. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.